You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. The Cowboys lose to the Baltimore Ravens 0-2 in the preseason. I don't know if you care about that so much, but I do want to go through some Cowboys questions. Look, you don't care about their preseason record, do you? Stop it.
I haven't even said anything. He's just basing this all off my face.
Yeah, because you perked up when I go, if you care about that, now you have this look where you're like, well, if I could win. That actually sounds
it
like
would,
me.
I think I said this Friday with you. I think if you're crisp, you win.
Okay.
And like,
you have not been crisp.
You haven't been crisp at all. No. And that's the thing that's like, that's the frustrating part for me right now is no, I don't ultimately care about the outcome of the game. Do I care about whether or not Brian Schottenheimer's offense is productive,
right,
no matter who's on the field? Yes, 1,000%. Do I care about whoever the secondary? Now, here's, I don't know exactly when I was going to get this in, but Eberflus wasn't blitzing much. He wasn't getting home with four, and so his secondary suffered.
Yeah.
He has his guys playing, 10, 15, 8 yards off, and they're not pressing, they're not doing anything special. I went and charted, it was like base defense the entire night, and he's just kind of trying to see how these guys manage. So that does change things. When he starts adding some blitzes in and some exotic stuff, that changes everything. And whenever you have guys like Osa that can get home
right,
just one-on-one, that's another thing too. But I would like to see a little more crispness out of the offense. Defensively, I feel like I saw what I needed to see there from some of these guys.
Okay, well, let's...
But our secondary, Kevin, I have questions about our depth.
Okay, but you still haven't seen...
I'm excited about Kyer Elam, though.
Okay. All right.
Sorry. Go ahead. Do your thing.
All right, let's start with the offense, then.
All right. It's miserable, Kevin.
I still think this gets a lot of discussion for if Dak Prescott gets hurt, I feel like your season is over. I don't feel like that's a bold statement or anything like that. If he gets hurt in terms of like he's out for the rest of the year, not if he missed like a couple of games. But with that in mind, are you alarmed about Joe Milton? Because I know people are like, oh, Joe Milton's not good. And I'm like, well, to be fair, he is under contract for 3 seasons. So it's not like that's the biggest difference with Trey Lance that I just want to point out. I'm not saying that Joe Milton's going to be awesome or anything, but Trey Lance was under contract for that 1 year. So you really needed to figure out straight away what, if anything, you had with him. For Joe Milton, he's under contract this season, next season, and the next season. So let's say you learn nothing outside of the preseason about Joe Milton. You're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was always going to be a project that you're going to figure out for the future. But a lot of people seem alarmed at how poor Joe Milton has played in these first two games. So my question for both of you gentlemen, are you alarmed about Joe Milton?
No. And it seems like you have a little more patience than I thought you would, honestly.
So,
you like, Joc Pederson comes back.
Yes.
Two games, and you're just like, dude, come on. Joe Milton, he's played two games now, and it seems like because of the contract, you're more willing to give him time and space.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right. Because like Joc Pederson, for example, was signed to be a big deal and a starter with your team.
Yeah.
Joe Milton was signed as, let's see if we can develop him, and maybe this is another way that we circumvented the draft when Dak contract is over, and then this is the direction we go. Now, what I wish short-term he would have done is he would have played so well that they felt confident to make him the backup, because then you only would have had to carry two quarterbacks, and then if you wanted to go heavy at cornerback, offense, like wherever you decided to go. That is clearly not the case. You cannot carry two quarterbacks on this team.
With Joe Milton and Dak. If you were going to do it, it'd have to be Will Greer, and you don't want to.
And I would be stunned if they just released Joe Milton.
I'm really glad to hear this, because as I was watching Joe Milton play, and I don't think this is a product of us interviewing him and being like, oh, he's great. When I watch him, I'm like, it reminds me of Herbert. Whenever I'm like, dude, the arm's so live. He just doesn't know what to do with it. And he has some things, some qualities, physical traits that I love. And I think here's what I would do. I would, if I'm him, I'm calling my agent and I'm saying, get Tom Brady and Peyton Manning on the phone this summer. All I want to do is tap into them, their brains, figure out what I can do better and how I become more laser focused, how I can get better touch. I need the best quarterback coach you can find. Because I think with a guy that has his type of skill set, if you can really hone in and develop it, I mean, he is 25. It is a little late in the game, but very early in his career. So I think if you can develop it, you have a quality backup quarterback, maybe even a starter down the road.
I'll just throw this out there now, and if it plays out, great. I can be like, hey, we tried to tell you. I really believe that they picked up Joe Milton because A, they thought it was a good deal for the draft pick that they gave up, but B, they saw the alignment of his contract with Dak Prescott's contract, and they were like, you know what we would really love to foster over the next 3 years is figuring out whether or not he can be our starting quarterback in 2027 or 2028 so we can circumvent drafting another quarterback really high. That's just my theory. Well, we've got several years to see if it plays.
But if you go back and watch, it did look like, A, he still has no touch. Agreed. He has a rocket, and that's great.
Agreed.
Even on some of the deep balls, you're like, man, that was a rocket of a line drive 40 yards downfield. But it did look like to me he was putting too much pressure on himself in moments that I didn't think he needed to, and he just needs to continue to learn. He needs to learn.
Now, by the way, and Alec, I want to get your thoughts on this, but this question comes in. Why does it seem like they're giving Joe so much opportunity and they never gave Trey that same opportunity? I hope.
Two different coaches, too.
That's true. That is a great point. I hope it's either A, new coaching staff, or B, they learned from that moronic decision last year. I still, to this day, don't understand. I understand why you would trade for Trey Lance, why you would give him no opportunity to see anything knowing he's only under contract for 1 year boggles the mind. The reason why they're giving Joe Milton such an opportunity now, and unfortunately, just this first part of it, he has failed at accomplishing this. They wanted to see if he could show that he was good enough that they only had to carry two quarterbacks.
Yep.
They keep telling you everything about Will Greer, and I'm like, right on. They would have cut Will Greer in a heartbeat if Joe Milton showed that he was good enough for them to only carry two quarterbacks. He is not.
And he's getting those reps because he needs those reps. Like,
absolutely.
That's why he's playing as much as he is.
Alec, are you alarmed at all about Joe Milton?
Not alarmed. Obviously, it's not fun to watch him not succeed, and it's not fun to watch the offense look so stagnant. And, you know, I get the argument of having Will Greer play so you can get a better look at some of those offensive pieces that might be in or out of the bubble as we stand right now. But I'm right there with you, Kevin, where to me, it was always a long-term play.
Yep.
I don't need him to be ready week one. Would it be cool if he was? Yeah. Yes. I don't need him to. And, hey, maybe throughout the season they do, maybe, I don't know, after the bye, they look at him and they say, we think he is QB2, like, legitimately. We don't need to carry a third. They can make that decision at any point, you know, during the season. So I'm not flustered if we get to that point. Week one, there's three active quarterbacks on the roster. That doesn't bother me whatsoever. But I do think it's more of a long-term play, so I never really had expectations for the preseason for Milton. Yeah. So if he did perform really well, I was going to be really pleased and really excited. I'm kind of getting what I expected.
Now, I struck out with this question with Mickey. I'm going to give it a shot with you guys. Do the Cowboys need to find a way to get James Houston on the 53-man roster? Now, hear me out.
Why?
All right, so he got signed for...
Have you watched this guy play?
Yes, I have. He got picked up 4 weeks ago. It looked like he was a camp body. He's taken advantage of his time. I think in his two preseason games, he's generated a good amount of pass rush. And if you go back to that game against the Ravens, he had a quarterback hit on third down that forced a punt and pushed them off the field. I'm not saying... Who needs Micah? We have James Houston. I'm saying with a 53-man roster, I feel like you've seen something from him to take a shot.
Okay. And, you know, the investment in the offseason was made. They don't like to invest a lot of times unless you're a marquee player. But I have to see what all I need, because if I'm feeling confident in some of my other pass rushers, is he the one that stands out when Mike is back?
And this is why I asked the Will Greer question, because yeah. I think...
Oh, no, you're dead on.
I think going three quarterback there might just kill this dream.
Yeah, that's... And, dude, I'm with you, man. I'd love for him to pop and be like, oh, no, we have a pass rusher that we've... You know, we found the diamond in the rough, dude. We did it. I'm hopeful that he shows something else in the next one, too, that makes you just go, I have to. You know?
Yeah.
In the next game that... And I don't know exactly where the number reps are going to be for everybody in this next one, but I hope he does.
Alec, can I convince you? Have I convinced you? Do the Cowboys need to find a way to get James Houston on the 53-man roster?
I'm convinced. I think he looks the part, that he can be a real rotational player. He has the talent. Like, even in some of the practice reps that you've seen from some of the media in the last days of Oxnard, like, he was getting some good work in against some of the ones even. And I think that he could be that fun piece that it feels like every year, maybe every other year, the Cowboys find that one pass rusher or defensive player that they just got for bottom of the barrel, a bargain vet minimum kind of thing, and they end up performing really, really well, like Dante Fowler a couple years ago.
Right.
You know, they always have that one player that you're like, huh, you know, the scouting team did their thing with that guy, and it's always on the defensive side of the ball, so I hope he's that guy this year.
Do you have any idea what this running back room should look like beyond Javonte Williams?
Not a clue.
Okay. All right.
And I wanted more from Miles Sanders, because, you know, Alec, we've been kind of going back and forth with, oh, he did look good, and oh, you know, and then he was hurt. But I don't think I got a real good understanding of what he is, nor what this offensive line really is. I do think that I'm fine with Nate Thomas starting there, and I'm excited about Booker. But I,
all right,
I might be on the point of saying Brock Hoffman. I'm done.
Whoa, hold on. We're going to pick back up on that. I'm glad to hear you say that, not because I want the Cowboys to be in disarray, but this is what I'm thinking as well. And this goes back to, again, what we talked about with Mickey. In the first half, do you know how long the Cowboys had the ball?
6.5 minutes.
That is really close. 6 minutes and 15 seconds.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
All right, so you don't really get a full evaluation for Miles Sanders. Jaden Blue has missed both of your preseason games, and by the time you got to Maffa, it was already late in the third quarter. And so it feels like you're like, all right, Javonte Williams, you're a go somehow, some way. And I'm not saying that it's not going to be Jaden Blue or it's not going to be Phil Maffa, but like, what have you seen so far?
What's Deuce Vaughn?
And I haven't even really factored him in. You know, to me, he's already cut, and that's probably really unfair.
I heard Stanback say at one point, he was like, if he can, you know, do all, he's shifty, he can catch, he can do these things, but if he can show that he can pass block too, and the next play he got run right through.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, All right. So that's where I have no clue what to think about him. So it's a group of running backs. That's what I know still.
Okay.
And that's what we knew before going into this.
And that's same question for you, Alec. I get in theory what we would all love for it to look like, but based on what you've seen, it's Javonte Williams and then what?
I have no clue.
Yeah.
I don't know. We could get...
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The week one and I'm still going to have no clue. We could get to week six and we still might not have a clue because they might just ride the hot hand week by week. If they're going to carry that many running backs, you may as well. You know, it's kind of like the whole manager in baseball. You hit a three-run home run yesterday. I got to put you back in the lineup today.
Right.
It might be like that with this group outside of Javonte Williams, but I guess the optimist in me is like, well, maybe they are that confident. So they're like, we don't need to see anything because we've already saw everything we do want to see. So maybe they're like, hey, we don't need to see Jaden Bowie. We don't need to rush him back out there because we know what he is. We have plays designed for him. You know, we don't need to see these other guys. I just want Mafah on the team. I talked about it last week. He's like my pet cat of camp. I think he's a lot better than he gets credit for.
I'm with you. I like Phil Mafah. Whether it's Mafah or Marfa, it does not matter to me.
It is Mafah.
Right?
Can you tell me why you might be done with Brock Hoffman?
I just didn't, when I was watching this one and when I was, I just didn't see, I saw a couple times him get pushed through. I didn't see the power I need from him on the line. And it's now getting to a numbers game. I feel like they still have some commitment to him, but I'm just like, okay, you got beat by Cooper Beebe. Maybe that's because they always wanted Cooper Beebe to be the starter, but you got beat by the rookie. And I don't know where you belong on this offensive line. I love the attitude. I love that part of it. Man, Kevin, I do strongly suggest if you get a chance to go watch The Wall 2.0. It was I have so much more respect, and I already had a ton of respect for all three of those guys and Ron Leary. But I have so much more respect for them now that I kind of watched the what they discussed about their offseason workouts and how much they committed. They were great because they worked, not just because they were great. You know, they were great because they put the effort in to be great. And that's something that I really want to see from these. I think Tyler Smith's going to be great. I think he's going to be. I loved listening to him on his interview with Kyle Yeomans. So there's a lot there. Yeah, I know. My bad. I kept talking and rambling there.
No, no, I understood. I'll go check it out.
No, I did. I know what I was doing.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here.
I'm really excited about this Kobe Jordan card that's up for auction right now. Sorry, it's kind of caught my eye.
It's going to set all kinds of records. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus the unsung hero of Scotty Scheffler's big win next on The Fan.
KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, you should know this by now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, the unsung hero of Scotty Scheffler's big win at the BMW Championship. It's a cool story. And it actually ties into our question of the day.
Ooh.
So I'm going to pose this hypothetical to you, and you tell me what your dream scenario is. You get to fill in at a job for one day, and you get all of the benefits of said job, but you fill in one time and one time only. What would that job be? What would you spend your day doing? 877-881-1053.
I'm really concerned, Alec, that you're going to like this, but also think it is a gigantic squandered opportunity.
Oh, no.
I want to be the head booker for the WWE when we draw up the WrestleMania plans.
That's amazing. Yes.
That's my vote.
And I'm catching up on the Unreal series on Netflix. I made it through episode 3 yesterday.
I watched it.
I heard it's unreal.
You told me about it, and I was on a plane for a really long time. So, yes, I have watched all of that. I thought it was very good.
Yeah, it helped me earn a new respect for some of those things that they have to account for sure.
And, agreed.
And seeing it literally just written on a whiteboard, like, hey, here's WrestleMania, you know, just with a little bit of an expo marker here and there.
Yeah.
It's like, huh, cool. Corey, what would you spend a day filling in at a job?
See, it can't. I don't want to be president.
Oh,
because
if you're
president, you do something, and then 4 years later, it just gets changed. So then you're like, oh my god, what do I? And so then 4 years after that, that gets changed. So then you got all that chaos.
Okay.
I want to be Jerry Jones.
Oh man.
Do you realize the radical things that I would do to this Cowboys team in one day?
Dude, and the fact that you have cap money available now.
Oh my gosh, dude. I would make so many things happen.
All right.
And Steven would just be sitting there going, why did we agree to this?
Alec, I'm going to go ahead and give you a spoiler on the Cowboys 2026 NFL draft. The Cowboys draft. Nobody, because all of their picks are gone. Because Corey's been, he's like, oh, you want Terry McLaurin? No problem. Let's make it happen. You're just going to be wheeling and dealing left and right.
They've been bringing back Aaron Donald, signing him to a gigantic contract for 6 games.
That would be cool.
Yeah, dude. No, it would be a wild. From the 214, when you're president, though, Corey, you do get the benefit of Secret Service for the rest of your life. So that would be cool.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. That is a great point.
No matter what. Like, I'm like, well, I was president for a day. So in your face. Dude. And then I can tell them to do whatever I want.
Yeah, then there would be dudes standing outside the studio with earpieces and stuff all the time.
That would be badass. And I would be like, hey, Corey, and somebody pull a gun on you. Like,
you get a motorcade every time you do a remote broadcast. Oh, Friday football feast, you just have a bunch of motorcycles and black SUVs pulling
all right,
up.
I want to change my answer to that. Now that I know that it comes with a motorcade as well.
I feel like being the owner of the Cowboys, I've pretty much got the same things, right? I have my own personal dude who's a badass. He's basically Kurt Russell from Road House, right? Or Jake Gyllenhaal, whichever one you like.
Kurt Russell?
Patrick Swayze is what I meant. They look the same-ish. One's dead.
What?
They both had long, dirty blonde hair.
Everybody did in the 80s.
It's true. Nice chests. Mostly didn't wear shirts. You know? Captain Ron, remember that?
God, that movie sucks.
Such a terrible movie.
Captain Ron.
I'd have my own secret service dude, because I don't need five. I got that guy. And then, you know, I'm running the Cowboys. But I don't get it for life. That is a good point. I wouldn't have the Secret Service for life. I'd have to pay for that, and I can't afford it.
It's got me contemplating my answer, too, because, like, I thought of all the grand things and stuff. Like, I definitely thought of, like, COO or CCO for WWE so I could write all the plans and do all that. But I got to thinking, I do love getting free stuff. So I thought about maybe being the equipment manager of the Cowboys or the Rangers. So I can just raid the closet that has all the dry fit t-shirts and like the team issued jackets and stuff. I'm taking all that home. I'm getting a whole new wardrobe. They've got closets full of shoes just to work out in or to just live life in, some casual lifestyle shoes and stuff. I'm like, dude, I love watching those videos. I know the Patriots do that a lot on TikTok. They'll do like when the new rookie class comes in, they follow around the equipment director for a day and they just show off like, okay, so like here's our giant, like six shelf wide wall of shoes that players get to pick, that they get to work out in. They can take these home and just wear these around. We always give them right when they walk in, they get a track suit and a hoodie and three t-shirts. And I'm like, dang, they get anything they could ever ask for. And I remember like Jeff Teague, the former NBA All-Star, he said his favorite part when he got drafted was they filled up the back of his SUV with Gatorade. They're like, how much do you want? And he was like, fill it up. So they filled up the entire car full of Gatorade. And he was like, I still have Gatorade from my playing days at home. Like, I have unlimited amounts of Gatorade. I'm like, you know what?
Stain your seats.
Okay.
What? Just pouring Gatorade in the back of the car?
No,
like that?
Like they're going to be in the bottles.
Oh, you know what? That makes sense.
It's not like my dream of when I would see that Oak Farms truck and I'm like, is it just chocolate milk in there?
I feel like we all had that same idea as a kid.
Dude, okay.
I still have that idea now.
Don't you feel like if you're the owner of Google or Amazon that you can like make people disappear if you want?
Whoa. In what
context? I think I can do that as the owner of the Cowboys too. I can definitely do that as the president.
I was talking about magic, but Kevin sounds like he's talking about something else.
So you would want to swap jobs with Chris Angel for one day is what I'm hearing.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Be the mind freak.
Just kind of float above the pyramid. Yeah.
If your name was different, would you take over Google and change it to Lugal? Do you know what that's from?
No, I don't.
Hot tub time machine.
This very much reminds me of Parcos though.
877-881-1053. The job you would sub in and fill in for one day only, and you get to reap all of the benefits for that one day. From the 214, Hugh Hefner, swapping jobs with him for a day. You know, obviously he's not here anymore, but you know, in his prime, sure, I understand that. From the 214, someone said, why not work at a bank? Well, because I don't think you get to take the money with you.
Ooh, that's an interesting question. Do I live with the consequences of this?
I can give out interest-free loans to myself.
Ooh.
Okay.
You know what? I'm getting a house, baby.
Man, that is true. Why the hell did we give a $16 million loan to Corey Major?
Interest-free.
And his collateral was this Will Clark 87 Donner's card.
And it says that it's a lifetime loan. Like, he'll never pay that back.
All right.
Yes. Yeah, right, I won't.
That's not a bad idea.
You know what? I actually like this from the 425, and I wouldn't mind this either, being a groundskeeper for a day for the Texas Rangers. That would be so satisfying. I know it's a lot of work and, like, physical work, but that would be so satisfying.
At spring training or out here at the Gilf?
I would say,
Globe Life Field.
That is not how that is pronounced.
I would say in surprise, just so I can bring the leaf blower guy a little bit closer each segment, just to irritate you.
For anybody that has is kind of like, what is he talking about? When we go out to Surprise, Arizona, there is a leaf blower guy. There aren't leaves in Arizona. They have cactus.
You're telling me there's no leaves anywhere in Arizona?
When's the last time you saw a leaf? Yeah,
I don't recall.
All right, and so all he does, he uses a leaf blower to dry puddles. Like, that's what he does. Yeah. And it's during our show.
And it really bothers Corey.
Because I want the window open because it's so beautiful. And then I have to shut the window.
It's kind of my favorite bit. That's my favorite thing. The interviews, the content is amazing.
I know.
But it's just like, okay, what time is a leaf blower guy going to show up? It's amazing. I've seen it twice, maybe even three times already from the 254 and the 817 CEO of Apple. And then the 254 saying Microsoft just to make a bunch of money in one day. I mean, that would be smart because
print it.
I would be thinking about things that I could put out into the world, like new product ideas and stuff. But then I would be like, okay, I've got about 5 minutes left until I don't have this job anymore. How many shares of the company can I get to take home with me?
Ooh,
because I am CEO, so you get like 10 bazillion shares of the company.
Or would you short the stock and make a bunch of really catastrophic decisions? You're like, from now on, our iPhones will be free. All of a sudden,
I like it because then you can buy the dip, and then whenever the real CEO comes back, it starts to go back up in value,
exactly.
And then you make your money back here in just about a couple of years. And guys, the reason I asked this question of the day, I saw somebody actually texted this in as their answer. Scotty Scheffler won the BMW championship over the weekend with a stand-in caddy. His actual caddy was at home dealing to a quote-unquote family matter that was not health-related.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And he did say he's where he needs to be right now, that caddying should be the last thing on his mind right now. And so he had to work with a stand-in that was actually a friend of his actual caddy, Ted Scott. So this fill-in caddy for Scotty Scheffler over the weekend not only did a great job, obviously,
right?
But since Scotty Scheffler won, he banked $360,000 for 4 days of work.
Awesome. That is awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and it's not just a random dude that they pulled off of the street. His name is Michael Cromie. He was previously an all-SEC performer at the University of Georgia. He's now a full-time PGA Tour caddy for Chris Kirk, who narrowly missed the BMW Championship, meaning he was free that weekend, and he's also good friends with Ted Scott, the actual caddy. So Ted recommended him and said, hey, this guy knows what he's doing. Go ahead and give him a shot. And Scheffler even said, and I quote, yeah, it was definitely different for sure, but Cromie was doing a great job. He's a guy I can trust. He's one of Ted Scott's good buddies. I'd say that's pretty much as simple as that. He's a guy that he can trust. So he said, sure, a friend of a friend situation. So that's a good friend there saying, hey, you should take up this offer while I'm stepping out. You know, I've got other important things to be dealing with. How about you go make some cash real quick? $360,000 for Scotty Scheffler's stand-in caddy.
Does he throw Ted Scott $25,000 or something for being like, hey, thanks for the recommendation?
Oh, you have to. At that point, I would feel bad if I didn't at least offer, hey, you got to take some of these winnings, especially because it sounds like something serious is going on within the family.
Right.
Be like, I can't fix everything, but I can thank you for giving me this opportunity. Here's, you know, 25 grand. Here's 50 grand, whatever it is.
Somebody said that Scotty usually gets 10% tip on his winnings, too. So,
man, does he fill that out like on a receipt? He's like,
I think it's under the table cash.
Oh, yeah. Is that legal?
Well, you know, Scotty. Not really big on laws.
Wow.
That's right.
Jeez. I think he's hilarious. I love him. So I hope he likes that joke.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Updates on the quarterback battle you care about and, I guess, the one you probably don't. Next on The Fan.
Flacco on third and goal. Throwing. Caught. Elijah Moore for the score.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, and of course, Odyssey Sports Training Camp coverage, there we go, is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. Now, you're going to be happy with Geico if you go with them for insurance. You might be displeased about one of these stories. You're like, stop trying to make me care about this story.
All right.
And guess what? I will not. But right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and rip it.
We're going to start with a quarterback battle that you don't care about.
Oh, Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders.
Don't care about that.
Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco.
That's right. Deshaun Watson, Brett Hundley.
How much would you give Cleveland for Kenny Pickett right now?
Nothing.
Okay, good.
Oh.
What are you doing? Don't do this.
I would give him a conditional 7th-round pick.
I wouldn't even do that.
Really?
Yeah. I got Will Greer. What do I need Kenny Pickett for?
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to read this in the way that I've interpreted it. Okay?
Is this cranky old Lady Karen voice?
No.
All right.
This is defeated football coach.
Gotcha.
Head coach Kellen Moore was asked in his press conference, remember, they tied with the Jaguars in Sunday's game, because who the F cares? Even in the regular season.
What?
Ended with a tie. Who cares? Call right now. 0-0. Tie. Kellen Moore had a two-word answer to when he will name their starting quarterback for the season.
Not today. That's...
We'll see.
Oh.
All right. Now, the interpretation that goes along with this is, I don't know. Have you seen these two play? Like, who cares? Does it really matter?
I would like to add a different interpretation.
Okay.
I got these two bums so that I can eventually be the quarterback finally.
You know what? I would be, at this point, I would be more interested in watching Kellen Moore.
Player coach, be offensive
quarterback. Than I would for Spencer Rattler or Tyler Shuck. At this point, I'm not saying neither, well, maybe Rattler. I'm not saying that Shuck can never be any good, but just so far, I think it'd be fine with it. By the way, they have a third quarterback, Jake Haener, who did not play in the game because who cares? But they said it was so Spencer Rattler could play some more. And so I will take their word for it. Yep. So the quest for whatever that's going to be continues. Now,
they have a lot of work to do on that roster.
They do. For the Browns, they also have work to do on their roster. For their quarterback position, Kevin Stefanski said that it's almost over and they're getting close to naming their starting quarterback. Are you prepared to accept the world where they pick the most boring of the candidates and Joe Flacco is going to be your Cleveland Browns starting quarterback?
I am prepared for that.
Okay.
I'm prepared for it to not last long as well.
That's fair.
Just in case, you know, just things happen in the NFL, man. But I'm also prepared for Shador to be the guy. Or Gabriel. Like, I am prepared for those two.
I think Gabriel might be last in the chart.
It makes the most sense for a coach that, like, his job could be on the line to say, I'd rather have the veteran.
Okay.
But, Kevin, watch this documentary where Al Pacino and Jamie Foxx were on a football team together. And he was like, you know what? I'm going with the kid. And he ended up getting a better job elsewhere with that football player because of it.
Super weird. So the trainer, Matthew Modine, that is based on, he's like one of the main characters in the Biggest Loser documentary on Netflix. I don't know if you watched it. Obviously, I watched it. But that's just a weird tie-in to Any Given Sunday that I was not expecting.
Did you happen to see any of this Philly and Cleveland game, Kevin?
No.
Okay. I saw one thing that really stood out to me. Nick Sirianni tried to ice the Cleveland kicker.
Hell yeah.
In a preseason game.
I like it.
And then he starts yelling across the field at Stefanski about how awesome of a move it was that he just tried to ice their kicker. And I was like, this is ridiculous. Of course Nick Sirianni acts like this. And Stefanski was just like, can we just go to halftime?
Yeah. I mean,
that's the competitor that Sirianni is, and that's why he's a champion, Kevin, obviously.
I guess.
It's obvious.
All right. The Dallas Cowboys made a move per Tom Pelissero. They signed Michael Ojemudia to a contract. He is a cornerback. We just talked about this with Mickey. You feel like you're still light, especially with all the injuries on cornerback. He was a third-round pick previously of the Broncos, and this past year, he was with the DC Defenders in the UFL and helped them win the championship.
When do you think we'll see the right collection of cornerbacks? After the bye week, maybe? Because I feel like,
man,
that's
that long?
I feel like, you know, I've heard mention of that, and, you know, Broadus obviously was very in touch with all of this, but if Diggs plays opening the opener, which I'm fingers crossed.
And he said he's going to be ready in September.
So I'm just kind of curious when we'll get the entire allotment, but that's a position right there I'm still terrified of.
Yes, I think that is very fair. All right, let's go from that to the Rams. Now, this seemed like it was going to be a bad deal, but hopefully it's on the right track for them. They're coach was asked about Matthew Stafford's availability over the weekend. Sean McVay said he had no comment and he would address the situation on Monday. When you hear like situation, that doesn't sound good. Mm-mm. But the plan is for Matthew Stafford to practice today. Right now, this will be his first time in a practice in training camp this year.
They showed a video. I just saw a video of him walking out there, Kevin, and he had pads on. His hat was on backwards. So obviously most of the country was furious with him. Because wearing a hat backwards.
Nobody cares about that.
Colin Cowherd does.
Actually, that's not true. Jerk. I bet a lot of people care about it. Well, I do not.
Tony Romo, remember? Anyway, he still kind of looks like he's just leisurely walking because he doesn't want... Dude, yeah. When you're dealing with slip discs, it's a bad thing anyway. That being said, Stetson Bennett doesn't look bad. And in a Sean McVay offense, like that's kind of... I know Matt Stafford's important, but Bennett threw 3 touchdowns this weekend. He looks pretty good, so I think they're going to be just fine.
Okay.
And he's got some talented receivers to throw to.
Now, a couple of other updates from maybe some of the games over the weekend. Quentin Johnston was being evaluated for a concussion after it looked like he was knocked out cold in their preseason game. The Commanders, who are still at an impasse with Terry McLaurin, which, by the way, maybe we'll talk about this a little bit later. Terry McLaurin allegedly is asking for $32 million a year.
Is that enough?
I would not pay that amount.
You hate Terry McLaurin. You always have.
I don't think that is a fair representation. I just don't think I would want to pay
him
that
much. You always
give
me all of your Terry McLaurin cards. You're always just like, here, you take them.
Yeah.
You'd throw them on the table at me.
I mean, you're welcome. But in addition to that, the Commanders are supposedly shopping Brian Robinson Jr. around to teams in the NFL.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. With McLaurin, though, didn't they say he's planning on starting practicing back, though? And well, Dan Quinn was like, nothing's confirmed, but
they did take him off
a good
the
plan.
PUP list.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I still think he's going to play, mm-hmm. but that makes more sense to me why Washington in particular is at an impasse with him because yeah. That's like at least $4 million too high, I think, for him per season.
Right.
By the way, speaking
But wouldn't you want them to spend it and mess up their
yes,
cap?
Yes, absolutely. Look, and he's just about to turn 30, I believe, and we went through like very few of the league's elite players position by position outside of the lines are 30 years old or older. And so I think that would be a mistake paying him. By the way, Trey Hendrickson, the Bengals are now supposedly listening to trade offers. They are still the favorite to retain him and that he will play for them this season, but they have at least opened up discussions or are willing to open up discussions about trading him now.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to happen.
For what? Because you've been trying to trade Micah.
Don't you think they probably want to first for him.
Just one? Not two? Oh, man, this is interesting. And this is just them. This is what they do, right?
Yeah. But
yeah, I always struggle with the value of things because if I'm the team that has something and I don't have to do anything, I'm always like, give me something amazing.
I just think the age would be the differential. There we go. All right, Ashton Jeanty. Did you watch any Ashton Jeanty?
A little bit, yeah.
Weekend?
I saw him get stuck in the arm at one point. I was like, oh no, not before the season even starts.
So Geno Smith.
And then I understood why Dak wasn't playing. So
okay. Geno Smith already loves Ashton Jeanty. He said he's running through people. He's not shying away from contact. He's going to be a special player. And Jeanty himself said, I've arrived and it's time to keep going and making plays for my team.
Okay. You keep doing that, little buddy. You got it.
Pick.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Little buddy.
Well, he's young in the league. Mm-hmm. And younger than me by far. So
mm-hmm. I thought he would have at least waited until we got to Devon Achan, who is dealing with soft tissue injuries and will be out between days and weeks, which is obviously vague enough to make you wonder in your fantasy football
yes.
draft. That's what
yes,
thinking.
It is.
I know.
He was a very good scorer for
okay,
me.
Okay, well, I'm just giving you a warning. That is the best information.
That's what I'm going to say during the whole draft. And by the way, it's at Jake's because Jake's is awesome. That's where we're doing our fantasy
yes.
draft this year. Every time his name pops up, I'm going to be like, days and weeks, somewhere between days and weeks. Y'all better watch out.
By the way, if you saw or heard right here on 105.3 The Fan, Tyler Loop made 5 field goals on Saturday for the Ravens, and he will be their official kicker for the season.
Good for him.
Hopefully it turns out better than the last one.
Dang.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, what's gone wrong with the Rangers in the past 10 games?
They've lost.
What is up with John Gray? Smart guy. Next on The Fan.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.